WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Italian pianist Maurizio Pollini, who's now 50, has always been in the rarefied category of celebrated performers who are essentially artists, as opposed to celebrities who are essentially celebrities. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz says, for Pollini, expressing the music comes before any self-promoting expression of personality. Pollini has produced relatively few recordings, so each one is eagerly anticipated. Lord has a review of Pollini's latest, a Chopin disc.
Except for three full-length sonatas and two concertos, Chopin is generally regarded as a miniaturist. Most of his works are either single movements or collections of short movements, etudes and preludes, nocturnes, waltzes and mazurkas. Maurizio Pollini devotes his latest album to the four scherzos, which are among Chopin's most ambitious pieces, works that stretch both the limits of the piano and the single movement form. Each scherzo is as long as a symphonic movement. Scherzo is the Italian for joke, but in music it's more specifically a term for the kind of movement that early in the Romantic period replaced the classical minuet. The four pieces come from different stages of Chopin's all-too-brief career, and they are decidedly no joke. Each one is grand in scope, with dramatically contrasting themes of public and private heroism. Like Byron, Chopin seems to defy or question the state of the world, and sometimes finally comes to accept it. Chopin's best-known scherzo is probably the second, Opus 31 in B minor. It begins with a question, a mysterious pair of triplets in whispered rising thirds that Chopin marked sotto voce, and these questions get an immediate and defiant reply. As in each of the other scherzos, the rhetoric is interrupted with something more inward, a searching, meditative passage that for a moment tries to console. Then there's a poignant little waltz in C-sharp minor that keeps threatening to go out of control. The original question keeps coming back, and the answers get even angrier. The second scherzo ends with a plummeting, over-the-edge, almost self-destructive determination not to be defeated. Thank you. At the heart of each of the four scherzos is a passage of inspired songfulness. Here's my own favorite from the elegant fourth scherzo. As a bonus, this disc includes two of Chopin's most appealing isolated works, the Heavenly Berceuse, or Lullaby, and the exhilarating Barcarolle. Pollini plays them all impeccably. Every note sounds, even in the densest, most finger-twisting passage work. Some people might prefer a more hard-on-sleeve approach, something higher in cholesterol. Pollini doesn't gush. But he gives these works a rare seriousness, grandeur, and unsentimental nobility.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and author of the new collection of poems, Goodnight, Gracie. He reviewed pianist Maurizio Pollini's new Chopin disc on Deutsche Grammophon. I'm Terry Gross.